Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Amanda Compton. This week on AK, talent scouting. Dozens of kids in Anchorage got the chance to fly off the ski jumps at Hilltop Ski Area this winter. The ski jumping program has expanded rapidly in the last 3 years, and the U.S. ski team is now eyeing Anchorage as a spot to develop young athletes for their successful Nordic Combined program, a sport that mixes ski jumping and cross-country skiing. A U.S. ski team coach was in the city last week to offer his guidance and encourage young kids to give the sport a try. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
Nothing gets the attention of elementary school students quite like screwing up.
Oh, I missed him again!
And that's exactly what U.S. Nordic Combined coach Greg Poirier is doing. He's trying to catch Nordic Combined athlete Brian Fletcher in a mock jump. Fletcher crouches down on the gym floor at Bear Valley Elementary and then explodes up into the outstretched arms of his coach. On the third try, Poirier grabs him in exactly the right spot.
Yes!
Fletcher displays perfect jumping form, as if he's flying through the air.
Okay.
Now it's the kids' chance to give it a try.
Okay, ready? Jump!
The students are having a blast, and Coach Poirier clearly is too. When he looks at this group of students, he sees potential ski jumpers and cross-country skiers, future athletes who could help the U.S. continue its recent dominance in Nordic Combined. At the last Winter Olympics in Vancouver, the U.S. Nordic Combined team won 1 gold and 3 silver medals, more than any other country. Poirier says Anchorage could help further that success down the road.
You have thousands of kids out cross-country skiing on this fabulous trail system. I think the opportunity to grow the jump program where you have hundreds of kids jumping, that just bodes well for our athlete pool, and it's a great opportunity for us.
In 2010, only 3 kids were jumping at the Hilltop Complex in Anchorage. This year, there were 40. Ski jumping in Anchorage thrived in the 80s and 90s under the guidance of a demanding German pastry chef named Karl Eide. But after he died, the program fizzled. The resurgence in the sport is thanks largely to dedicated parents like Karen Compton. She's program director of the Jumping and Nordic Combined Program for the Nordic Ski Association of Anchorage. She says the sport is a natural fit for the city.
Most of our kids already cross-country ski. And of those, some of them decided they would also ski jump. That's why they think Anchorage is the place where future Olympians will come from.
Compton is hoping to find funding to equip the jumps for summer training. That would be great news for Carter Brubaker. The 9-year-old started ski jumping last year and is a big fan of the sport.
You get a lot of air, and when you get that air, you can kind of, you get this experience that you can't really do anywhere else.
Carter's mom, Jill, has 4 kids, and they are all enthusiastic ski jumpers. Although she says the sport has taken some getting used to, she says it's especially hard to watch her oldest son go off the biggest jump at Hilltop, the 64-meter.
To tell you the truth, I couldn't even watch it live for about 2 months last year. I could see it on video, and that was okay. It's pretty nerve-wracking to walk up to the top of that jump and see how high it is and watch them go off, but now I'm a little more used to it, and I see that it's a lot safer than it looks or safer than it sounds, and they're not afraid.
At the end of the gym class, Coach Poirier is pulling out all the stops to make his final pitch.
You get to skip school if you're a great ski jumper, but you still have to do your homework.
As the kids get ready to file out of the gym, Poirier tells them he hopes to see a future Nordic Combined Olympian come from Bear Valley Elementary. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.